In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Jen. How are you, Jess?
I'm well. Jen and I have had a luxuriant morning.
Really now? Why is that?
Well, we've been on the phone for like 2 hours. We'll Zoom. Well, we record on this really cool platform, but it's not Zoom, but it's kind of like Zoom. But I have had just a very luxuriant, creative, kind of like free-thinking morning because I'm off today.
When's the last time you had zero, like you had no work, no job? Why are you off too, by the way?
Well, I have a job.
Worst kept secret at Fat Mascara. Go ahead and share that news as well.
Fat Mascara is my job, okay? It is a calling. But I don't know if you know this. Some of you may know because I put it on my socials, if you follow me, at Jessica Matlin. But last week was my last week at Harper's Bazaar.
It's the end of an era.
Yes.
From beauty intern, trucking in from New Jersey to work for Harper's Bazaar to the beauty director. You had quite a run there.
Yes. I have to say, it was really, really bittersweet. It was a really difficult decision. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about this because I'll get really, really misty. But I started out as a beauty intern back when God was a child, and I worked at the beauty department for this amazing beauty director, Carrie Diamond, and I was like Harper's Bazaar. It was where I wanted to be. Cornball alert, I like wrote her a handwritten letter, like asking to be her intern, like basically like ink and quill, or like a quill and ink.
God was a baby, so we didn't have pens then.
I just wanted to be there so badly. I loved Harper's Bazaar and I had the most amazing time with her. And I just wanted to go back there like at some point in my career. And I got to go back and it was everything I hoped it would be and more. And to leave was a really big decision. And I can't wait to let you all know where I've ended up. Maybe by the time this airs, it will be out. But I'm not saying anything just yet because I'm not sure if it'll be out by the time.
Yeah, your new employers get to control that message, I think.
Yes, they control the narrative. But I just want to thank everyone for hanging with me for the ride. And it's been really cool.
I loved all the work you did there. I was just thinking about some of the stories and some of the visuals that you've created over the years. It's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. So
you'll still be here though. She's still going to be here. Actually, I am going to have some guest co-hosts coming up for the next 2 weeks as you get settled at your new gig. So everybody bear with us. She'll still be here, of course, for interviews and all that good stuff. And you're going out with a bang though. You're doing the news this week, right?
Love the news.
And we have a special segment. This is so fun. Jess and I we're dreaming about this idea for a while. Like, just like a beginner's guide to anti-aging. Like, if you do nothing else, do this one thing. Because we could get all into ingredients for hours. It gets super confusing. Let's make it simple, right? So we partnered with Number 7, a brand we both love. You'll hear about that, to do this segment on a quickie guide to skincare and anti-aging. We're going to make your life easy, which is kind of like my whole goal with Fat Mascara, right? Like, have fun, make beauty fun, inclusive, a little bit easier, a little more understandable. So
it shouldn't be intimidating. It should be as complicated as you want it to be. But honestly, at the end of the day, it's really quite simple.
Yeah. So that's this episode. We'll raise a wand. We have a great listener raise a wand. And then Jess can go luxuriate for what, 24 hours more before your entire world restarts.
I still want to talk beauty with you, Jen. Don't hang up after this. I've got some more
ideas.
After
we make the podcast?
Yes, don't hang up.
Okay, guys, if it's good, we'll start recording in. Don't worry, you won't miss any of it. All right, let's get into the show.
Okay, let's talk about the news. Hot topics. Actually, that's a Wendy Williams / The View thing, so I'm not going to steal their language.
I love Wendy Williams.
But here's the buzz. Here's the buzz, everyone. Kim Kardashian. Now, Jen, one could say that she's made some big strides for the body positivity movement, okay? She's not a cookie cutter. But recently, there's been some criticism that she set the movement back. Now, it really kicked off with the Met Gala. Did you see what she wore?
I mean, this was the talk of the town for the last 10 days, but yes.
Yeah, talk of the town. Well, with Kim Kardashian, she wore the iconic dress that Marilyn Monroe wore when she sang happy birthday to President JFK on his 45th birthday back in 1962. You know, Miss Marilyn Monroe, she died only a few months later. Now, the dress is very interesting. It holds the record for being the most expensive dress sold to auction. Kim Kardashian was desperate to wear it, and she told Vogue in an exclusive interview that there were only a few months to go for the gala, and she only had two choices. She could either slim down to fit into the dress, or she could find something else to wear. Now, in her mind, it was this dress or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she literally said, it was this or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So Kim Kardashian went on a very intense diet, and she told the... Jen, is there a dog by your feet? You're growling. Okay.
She said
to Vogue, quote, I would wear a sauna suit twice a day, run on the treadmill, completely cut out all sugar and all carbs, and just eat the cleanest veggies and protein. I didn't starve myself, but I was so strict. And then when the dress, when she tried it on, they took the dress out of the vault at Ripley's, believe it or not. And that's who owns the dress right now. She said, I wanted to cry tears of joy when it went up. Now, she got a lot of negative attention for these quotes because people thought that she was really endorsing extreme dieting. I mean, that's pretty obvious. I'm like, people...
They thought. The clothes are made to fit the body. You don't change your body to fit the clothes. Where has the last 10 years of the body positivity movement gone?
If, you know,
you know what I kept thinking too? It didn't really close in the back. So she had to wear like this fur shrug. Don't even get me started. If that was real fur, probably was.
I don't know.
First of all, where was Julia Fox? I needed her all over Met Gala. She wasn't. If she had done this, that girl would have kept the thing open in the back and been like, it doesn't fit, but you know what? I'm fabulous anyway. Here we did it. Or you make a replica and you just tell people it's a perfect replica.
Kim had replicas.
I know,
because
she had to switch into the replica so she could actually like breathe and walk for the rest of the event. No, I get it. But like, I'm sorry, losing 16 pounds in 3 weeks is unhealthy, ridiculous. And that's not how we should think about our bodies.
As a professional or veteran Weight Watcher, now called WW.
Yes.
I'm not on WW right now, but it's always, it's something that I go to when I'm feeling not confident in my body. It's a very healthy way, in my opinion, to lose weight.
Would they ever let you lose more than 10% of your body weight in 3 weeks?
No, I think the rule of thumb, I don't know what it is right now because they always evolve with times and new science.
Yeah.
As you can tell, I'm really devoted. I really like WW.
No, because I think it's a healthy way to...
It's like 1 pound a week or something, or no, it's definitely no more than 2 pounds a week.
Based on your starting weight.
Based on your starting weight. Kim is very influential and her words have power.
Yeah, they do.
So I can understand why this quote made waves. Let's go to the business desk. Two hair brands are going big, big, big. The first up is Crown Affair. Jen, you know Crown Affair.
We just talked about it with Erin Kleinberg too, one of her favorite brands as well.
Well, she has great taste, so I'm not surprised. They came out 2 years ago and they're really hitting it in a major way. They came out during the pandemic. It's very much about like hair care as a ritual, really beautiful combs, treatment products. They're currently sold in Sephora, Goop, and Violet Grey. And they just closed a $5 million Series A funding round. Now, Goop founder Gwyneth Paltrow is one of the investors. The brand is expected to reach $10 million in revenue this year. And Diana Cohen, the founder and chief executive officer of Crown Affair, declined to comment on the estimates, but Gwyneth Paltrow had something to say. In an email, she wrote, "I always look forward to invest in companies that fill a white space in my own life. When I discovered Crown Affair, I was quick to incorporate it in my daily ritual, and I rushed to start carrying it on Goop. I'm a staunch proponent of what Diana and the brand are building, and I can't wait to see what's on the horizon for this world-class team." Now, here's a personal comment from me. I love their little combs. I use them on Lake. They're like very pretty and marbleized. But please, I have a little wish for Crown Affair. I hope they will all consider offering vegan brushes. They still use the boar
bristle. They use a boar bristle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Crown Affair, love you. I'm praying for a vegan option.
Let's send them a note.
Okay. Another big hair brand that just sold, Briogeo.
Yes.
They just sold to Wella Company.
Oh my God, I haven't seen Nancy in forever.
Nancy Twine. Yes, she is the founder. So Wella owns GHD. They own Clairol. They own OPI. They are major, major. Briogeo has been really at the forefront of, quote unquote, clean hair care. They're really big in natural hair products. I think they've been around since 2013. I feel like we've been hearing about Briogeo like more and more every year. So this acquisition did not surprise me.
Yeah, that you had an acquisition in hair last week too. This prestige hair care in the last couple of years is crazy boom. So No surprise that the big guys are snapping those up.
Jen, is it okay if I shuffle on into the science corner?
I'll allow it.
Okay, just a little shuffle.
I don't know if you get the music though. Sorry, no music. We're not doing music. You're here. You're in the science corner. That's my music.
Just an awkward silence. Okay. So I want to tell you about a powerful, potentially underutilized antioxidant, Indian sandalwood.
Go on.
So clinical research published in the Cosmetics Journal and commissioned by Quintus Sandalwood reinforced that cellular research done by Quintus in 2021 found that Indian sandalwood oil is more potent than vitamin E and offers protection from blue light damage.
Amazing.
Who knew? So the study is the first clinical trial that proves that Indian sandalwood oil at a concentration between 1 and 10% protects the skin against oxidative stress induced by ambient dust and blue light exposure. I'm still like, the blue light exposure thing is like...
Listen on Friday, everyone. We talk blue light with our guest. Little hint, hint.
Like, I feel like it's not good for me, but I also, whenever I talk to derms, it's like, they're not that concerned, but...
I think you'll enjoy our conversation.
I'm very excited. In an article with skinink.com, the technical product specialist for Quintus Sandalwood, their name is Danushka Hediarachichi, said that there is significant opportunity for cosmetic brands to consider incorporating Indian sandalwood oil into their formulations as a protective and anti-aging active with multifunctionality ingredient in cosmetics and dermatology. This is opening up potential to offer those benefits to consumers through a wide range of topical products. So stay tuned for that.
I will also just say though, if it ends up being an environmental issue because sandalwood is hard to grow and it's not super sustainable, perhaps we'd like a different antioxidant that is not as like hard to grow and hard on the environment. But
fair
I'm
point.
All about it. Science corner, bring it on.
Okay, I'm shuffling on out. I'm shuffling on out.
Bye.
Let's go back to the Met Ball.
Okay.
Back to the glamour.
All right.
Alicia Keys, not exactly famous for bringing the color, bringing the glamour, bringing the looks, right?
Right. In fact, she famously declared that she wasn't bringing the looks and was not wearing makeup for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go on.
In 2016, she said that when it came to makeup, she said, "You're hiding a piece of who you are in order to fit a picture." She was super like anti-makeup. She said, I don't want to cover up anymore. Not my face, not my mind, not my soul, not my thoughts, not my dreams. She's launching color, honey. No, but I like it.
Oh, one of my favorite interviews of all time. I die for Alicia Keys. She's gorgeous, fabulous. She smells amazing. She's one of those people when you get close to her, you're like, what's going on?
She glows. Like I met her at Givenchy. Remember she was doing stuff for Givenchy?
Yes.
Like she is beauty. Like she has every right to play in that space, you know?
100,000% agree.
But it's just funny that she's now like, okay, I changed my mind.
100,000,000% agree.
Which also just makes me love, like it made me think of like, you know what? We can change our minds. We can evolve, but she's doing it her way.
Yeah.
She's working with ELF Beauty. I call them ELF. She
Eyes,
has
lip,
her
face.
Partner.
It was an acronym, so I get why you said
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Eyes, lip, face. Yeah. She has Soul Care, which is, you know, her line mm-hmm. of cosmetics. It started out with like skincare. She had a really cool tool, skin hybrid products. But now she's going into color and she said, you know, she acknowledged Women's Wear Daily that she had past, you know, about her past attitudes about makeup.
Yeah.
That there might be kind of in conflict with the ones that we were just talking about. She's acknowledged that she's evolved. She said, "I was taking on these tremendously oppressive beauty standards that I thought somehow applied to me in regards to being perfect. And I obviously rebelled against that. I found my way around to the fact that I get to create my beauty standard and I get to choose what is beauty to me and how I want to express that." So you know what? Go you, Alicia Keys.
I mean, I agree with that philosophy a lot. Yeah.
Like I changed my opinion like month to month. But so
also ELF is a affordable brand, which I like as well. So let's see what they come out with together in this week's celebrity beauty launch.
I like this one. Yeah. So I think good for you, Alicia Keys. You do you. And then I'm ending on some really great news personally. Lolita Lempicka is back.
What an era that fragrance was. Or sorry, are you talking about the fragrance or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. The okay. little purple pumpkin. It was like golden encrusted. It was Cinderella in a bottle.
If you are a fragrance fan, Lolita Lempicka might ring a few bells. If you have never heard of Lolita Lempicka, lucky you, you get to experience this magical fragrance for the first time.
Good adjective. Magical. That's a good adjective.
Magical. It's magical. It's whimsical. It's charming. It's gorgeous. It's feminine. It is delicious. It is... Oh, I'll stop. Women's Wear Daily reports that the ultimate late 90s, early 2000s girly gourmand fragrance is back. It's coming back to US shelves after, I think this is like very fairy tale-like. I'm going to say it went to sleep for many years.
Oh, that's such a sweet... it writes itself. Like, come
it
on.
It writes itself. It writes itself.
I actually didn't know that you couldn't buy it for a while there. I just thought it was like the radar. But fans like you probably knew very well that it was not being produced.
Oh my God. When I first smelled this, it was like, I felt like it fit like a puzzle piece in my soul. It was like, this was like a piece of childhood that had gone away. And it's like a very sweet, it's sexy, but it's not too sexy.
And it has the licorice reminds me of those little pastels, those candies, which remind me of my childhood. It has like this, because the gourmand is not a heavy, it's like a licorice-y, fruity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it doesn't come off like syrupy.
Yes, exactly.
It's a good one.
It's fantastic. So it was created in 97. It has Amarena cherry, tonka bean, and anise. That anise is exactly what you're talking about, Jen, that licorice. It was created by perfumers Annick Minardo and Christian Dussoli. Forgive me for mispronunciation if I did it wrong. It was a smash in France, and then it hit the US where you could buy it Nordstrom, Bloomingdale's, and Saks. And in 2010, the perfume was reformulated and relaunched as Lolita Olympique Le Premier Parfum. And then that's discontinued, that Premier one. So in 2017, Lolita Olympique's licensing contract with Pacific Creation Parfum Bouteille, the French division of Amore Pacific, ended. So since 2017, the company scaled back distribution and you could not buy it. Okay, at least in the US. Now the fragrance is going to return in that purple crystal apple with the gilded accents.
Oh, sorry, it was an apple. I thought it was a pumpkin in my head. It was Cinderella's like carriage.
Well, because in the ads, it was kind of like a carriage. Okay. It had like this woman who was very fairy tale like. They weren't going for like sex appeal. They were going for whimsy and like fantasy. And you know, you're going to be able to get it at Dillard's exclusively, I think, at the beginning, or they're focusing on Dillard's and they're going to go into other retailers later on. I think just bigger picture, it's very exciting that Lolita Olympique is coming back. But I remember a couple of weeks ago, I talked about Parfums de Marly and
Delina, you're another gourmand sweet. Yeah.
People have been DMing that they really like Delina. I think this really sweet, like, you know, early aughts fragrance is coming back.
Just with along with the beauty and the fashion. It makes sense.
It's all coming back.
It's a little
back.
Bit more high-end this time. It's not quite as too sweet or cheap as some of the fruity florals were. The like whole Christina Aguilera, you know, the Britney Spears has got a little, a little too fruity floral. These are
high-end, expensive. Sweet and expensive.
Ooh, yummy. Good news.
You want to smell sweet and expensive.
Should we talk about our skin?
Spray it on.
Let's take a break and then let's talk.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honey Love bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're going to wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse, I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there, I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement
which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, this next segment is brought to you by Number 7, one of the sponsors that helps make it possible for us to bring you the podcast every week. So we wanted to work specifically with the skincare brand Number 7 on this because we wanted to do an anti-aging primer and wanted to make it simple. How many times I have gotten a DM, an email, a comment on a post, like, where do I start with skincare? People usually are like, which episode should I go to? I never know, Jess, what to say. I'm like, all of it. There's a lot.
We wanted to simplify things and we got an idea for a segment. The world's fastest guide to anti-aging skincare. You know, we want it quick and dirty. That's our style here at Fat Mascara.
The main thing we kept coming back to was, of course, sunscreen. You cannot start this conversation without talking about sunscreen. And I feel like it's so silly to go out there and ask me about fancy serums, different ingredients, you know, injectables, all of these things, if you're not wearing sunscreen, right?
Absolutely. But here's the problem. If we say you have to wear a sunscreen, I can almost see your nose crinkling at the other end of like in your earbuds or wherever you're listening to this, because sunscreens, they are essential, but a lot of them are not, as we like to say on this show, cosmetically elegant. Yes, there are some good ones out there, but a lot of them don't pack all of the moisture of like your classic face cream, or they don't have the benefits of, you know, a lot of the great skincare creams out there right now, which are like firming, brightening, all of the stuff that we expect from a beautiful moisturizer.
But guess what? We found one that did. We're going to get into that. Before we do, can I just throw you with a little science here?
We'd expect nothing less, Jen.
Of course. There are multiple studies that show wearing sunscreen, like if two people, one wears sunscreen, one doesn't, not only does the person that wears sunscreen prevent new signs of aging, such as the spots, the wrinkles, et cetera, they actually reverse some signs of aging. I'm not even going to get into why or how that might be, but when your skin's protected, it can do its own thing better. So not only wearing sunscreen going to prevent you from looking older as you get older, it's going to sort of turn back time. So let's just get into it.
So let's talk about number seven. They're a tremendous British beauty brand. They are beloved. They were founded by Florence Boot in 1935. They were launched at a time when beauty products were really reserved for very wealthy customers. But when I found out about them, like fast forward, you know, 1935, but when I found out about them,
80-something years later.
Yes, exactly. It was in the, you know, like the aughties, you know, and it was really like, they were blowing up because they came out with this serum, the Protect and Perfect serum.
Wait, was this when you were living in England?
I was living in London. And I mean, the newspapers were writing about this serum. It was like nothing else. Like, can you imagine the New York Times like writing about like people flooding to, you know, freaking, you know, Fifth Avenue to like clean the shelves of this, you know, $20 serum. It was really like that because the serum was so effective. Like there were, you know, studies done about the serum that it was effective. The price point was, you know, totally hit the mark. It was, you know, like really affordable. And they sold out of stock, like a ton of stock because people were going crazy for it. I bought it. I bought it right away. And it was a beautiful texture and it was really effective.
Yeah, number seven for me has been one of those, like, you just go back to, okay, you don't know where to start. They're going to have it. In fact, that's where we're going with this. The creams that they're doing now, the day creams, there's three of them. So they were developed as moisturizers to target elements of aging that you might want to address. For example, skin tone, texture, firmness, all of that. So these are first and foremost day creams, moisturizers, super moisturizing. But what got me and Jess was that they have SPF 30, and I'm telling you, you wouldn't know it. You put this on and you feel like you're putting on a gorgeous day cream, and yeah, you got your sunscreen too. So let me just take you through. There's three versions. There's the Protect and Perfect Intense Advanced Day Cream SPF, $25. Gorgeous glass jar, like prestige, but for $25. Lift and Luminate Triple Action Day Cream, SPF 30. That's my favorite. And the Restore and Renew Face and Neck Multi-Action Day Cream. All with SPF 30, like I said, all under $30. I think it's $25, $27, and $27. So which one have you been using, Jess? And why would you recommend it?
So I got to protect my neck, guys. Protect your neck. Restore and Renew Face and Neck Multi-Action Day Cream, SPF 30. I will say, Jen, I can count on one hand the creams from usually prestige brands that have SPF 30 that I will use. And I remember them for like my entire career because SPF 30 usually means to me gummy or white cast.
Yeah.
Or like just like thick. You know, it's like once you put that in there, it's really hard to formulate with. Okay, I'm going to put on my science cap right now. It's hard to formulate with an SPF 30 and have it be like something that you want to wear. This is really, really nice. I'm actually, this, you know, we're recording this in the morning right now. And I kind of forgot that we were doing this segment. Mm-hmm. This is the only thing I'm wearing right now because this morning was hell on earth.
Oh, is this the world's fastest prep for anti-aging skincare? Is that what you just did?
Yes, I did a micellar water. I mean, like, I won't even tell you the kind of mania that was happening in this house this morning, apartment this morning. But micellar water, I thought I'd be doing a skincare routine. I did not know that I would be like shot out of a cannon. And I just threw this day cream on and like, this is the routine today. And I feel good about it. It's great.
Yeah. And you did your neck too. Honestly, you could put all of these on your neck as well, but this one's formulated specifically for that.
And makeup goes on top of it. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No pilling.
Yeah. Yeah. No pilling.
Of course we weren't going to bring you a cream that pilled.
No.
So people say after the first application, face and neck felt smoother. After 1 week, face and neck looked more radiant and felt firmer. Jess, do you feel more radiant?
I felt radiant and I definitely do feel a little bit of like, and I mean this in the best way, a little bit of like that like tightening, like a little bit of shrink wrap feel. So
yeah,
it just makes me feel ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like ready, you know, like ready for to face the day, ready for the world, ready to face you.
The one that I have been using, the Lift and Luminate. So I selected this one because I've been noticing on the tops of my cheekbones a little discoloration coming about. And this one has...
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I feel... And you know what? It's on the right side. I feel like it might be because I am permanently in the co-pilot seat in our car. Like Eric always drives and we go on hikes and all that. So I feel like the right side of my face is just getting blasted, you know, through the window. Mm-hmm. So this version, the Lift and Luminate, has a little bit of vitamin C in it, in the complex that brightens. So I've been putting that on. I really do feel like all over is brighter and I'm still working on these little areas as well. But you just have to put it all over and not worry about it. This isn't like fancy ampoules that you cut open and then you mix it with this thing. And like skincare has gotten so complicated and I ain't got time for that. I'm sorry.
Listen, Fat Mascara Camp, okay? Some of you are into make it, you know, like luxuriant. And I love that, okay? If I can do that sometimes, I'm all about it. But sometimes some of you are built for speed and this is for you.
Also built for, I'm going to say it, affordability. These moisturizers, yeah. These 3-day creams that we're talking about, Number 7 did a study on them. They hydrate better than moisturizers that cost 10 times more. At first I was like, what costs 10 times more? And then I was like, oh, a $250 face cream, which absolutely exists, does not moisturize as well as this $25 one. So you got to love that.
If you do nothing else, just do this one thing for your skin. Try a Number 7 day cream for yourself. Choose the version that treats the skin issues that you care about. Whether that's skin tone, you can do the Lift and Luminate, which is what Jenny's using, or the skin texture one, which is what I'm using. That's Restore and Renew Multi-Action. And use it for at least 2 weeks. Remember, we always talk about that. Use it at least for 2 weeks. Then DM us to let us know how it goes.
I mean, they get results in 2 weeks with these. I like to say 4 weeks just to be safe because, you know, skin cell turnover and all that. Anyway, that was our super simple. If you're new to skincare, want your skin to look amazing, that's what you got to do. And thank you again to Number 7 for being our partner on this special segment. The entire Number 7 line, including the SPF 30 day creams that we just talked about, are available in the US at Walgreens, Target, Ulta Beauty stores nationwide. And if you want to learn more about Number 7, you can visit Number 7 Beauty, that's the letters N-O, then the numeral 7, then beauty.com, number7beauty.com. And we'll put a link in the show notes and on our blog and everything like that. And let us know how it goes. I want to see what you guys think of this product too.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. And Megan, this is good. I'm like ready to click to buy.
Hi, Jess. Hi, Jen. I'm Megan from Maryland's Eastern Shore. And I've been listening to Fat Mascara since you first launched. Every time I use a new product or tool, I ask myself if it's Raise a Wand worthy, and I finally found it. It's the Kristen S. full-size French pin set. I have very thick, long hair, which means it's heavy and it's hot. Most of the time, it ends up in a bun or a ponytail, and that's not very flattering to a round face, especially when you live your life on Zoom calls like I do. Enter these French pins. They're U-shaped pins that you stick in your hair after you've pulled it up. If you've ever put a pencil in your bun to hold it up, you know exactly how to use this pin already. You can twist it in a bun, do a French twist, or even do a half up, half down look with these pins. Once it's up, the hair in front of your head loosens up just a little bit, so you have a little more volume, which is great if you don't love a tight, slicked back look. The hairpins come in gold, rose gold, or black, and apparently they have smaller versions too, but I haven't tried those yet. I'm obsessed with these pins, and I'm thrilled to share them with my Fat Mascara fam. If you have thick hair that you're constantly pulling up, give these a try. They're $10 and you will not be disappointed. Love you, ladies.
Megan, thank you so much. As Jess and I were listening to you, we were just like, I love our listeners. She had it down. She had the price. She had the reasoning, how to use it. Beautiful voice.
I've got to tell you, Megan, I just looked on Kristen S.'s website. The gold at time of recording is sold out, but the rose gold is still there, which is really pretty. I'm thinking about getting the rose gold, $10.
You love a rose gold.
I love a rose gold moment. And I like that there's two in the set. There's 193 reviews. That's really good. Like and 4.5
Listen,
stars.
Listen, we all know which review matters. And it's Megan's.
It's Megan's, yeah. I like
that. That's a good one. That was a really good one. Thank you. If you want to share your Raise a Wand with the rest of the Fat Mascara fam, you know how to do it. Email us info@fatmascara.com. Send us a voice recording or call us 646 481 8182. You could just click that number right now in the show notes where you're listening on your platform and call us. I won't pick up. You just get to leave a voicemail and tell me about a product you love and tell the rest of us about a product you love.
Okay. I love this. It says, doesn't hurt my head.
Oh yeah. So, everything about that raise a wand was like, yes, on brand for fat mascara.
Yeah, really smart.
What do you have for us this week, Jess?
Okay. I have been using this product for like a year, but I've been revving up usage the past month. And like now I'm almost out. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The brand is called Modern Botany.
Okay.
Modern Botany. And the product is called the Multitasking Oil. You can use it on your body, which is how I really use it. But you can also use it on your hair. And you can also use it on your face. It's just a really soothing oil that has all kinds of herbs, has chamomile, it has like some other good herbs in it. I think it has flaxseed, has calendula, has arnica. You like arnica, Jem?
I love everything you just named. I loved
it. It's not like a thick, gross oil, but it's not super light.
Multitasking, excuse me.
Yeah. And when I put it on my body, I feel like my skin is so soft.
Calendula will do that. I love calendula. Every oil in here, I'm looking at the ingredient list, is like, yes, yes, that. Give me all that.
It's a very like apothecary looking oil. It's really nice. I just found out about it, like a very kind of, when sometimes brands reach out and, you know, something hits. It's from Ireland. You know, I love Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality is there. That's all I can say. The quality is there. It was like a real kind of kismet moment.
Conscious consumption. Glass bottle. All plant-based. Glass bottle. This is the kind of thing we're talking about. Not cheap, but that's like consciously consume, people. Think about what you want.
It's $45.
This is one that's like, I think this is a conscious beauty selection. I love that.
Yeah, it's probably beautiful on your face. I just use it all over my body.
It for your body. Yeah, I would like that on the ends of my hair too.
Yeah.
I have a new favorite concealer.
Oh, hit us.
Say launched.
Oh.
A Hydra Beam concealer.
Okay.
And I like what this brand's doing. I've been watching what they've been doing. And I was like, I had my fingers crossed. I had a feeling this concealer was going to be good. That skin tint that they make, everybody loves. It is a consistency that I haven't felt before in that it's creamy and thick, but it doesn't go on cakey. Like, okay, here's the thing. You know, a liquid lipstick, when it's like lasts for a while, it has that matte drying feeling and you need the in-between, the lipstick that lasts the color, but doesn't feel dry and cakey. I feel like it's hard to do that with a concealer. You can get a concealer that really lasts, but it's like spackly.
Yeah.
Or you can get like a stretchy Glossier kind of concealer that like, it'll hold up for a little bit and it covers a little bit, but this is the perfect marriage of the two. It's right in between. You get the coverage. It's flexible. It's creamy, but it also lasts. So it's great for under eyes, which is, I think, like the only place maybe around my nostrils that I've been concealing lately. I do the under eyes and around the nostrils. And I'm shade 3. There's 10 shades. And they are flexible shading, like, you know, because it's not super full coverage. There's a little sheerness to it, but enough to cover under eye circles. And I really, really like it. Just feels good. Like my face moves and I'm laughing and it doesn't look like it's like falling into the lines. You know, it sort of just like floats over the skin in a really nice way. It's a great formula. So,
okay. I've heard good things about this product.
Yes. Hydra Beam Concealer just launched last week, I think. So I'll put a link on our Shop My Shelf. Actually, all of the products we've mentioned on this show today are in the show notes. Click the little Shop My Shelf. There'll be a shelf there and you can find them there. And also always on our blog, which is fatmascara.com/blog.
Love.
Yeah. Get your beauty sleep because I'll give a hint. We're going to be talking eyes and there's some blue light. We've got a great interview on Friday. See you then.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.